Здравствуйте. I'm Russian President Vladimir Putin. And I am here to welcome myself. Now, you may have heard recent stories that I have been big pain in Tukus. I found this out myself as I was traveling to other Eastern European countries. I had to go through customs. Customs agent asks me my name. I say, Vladimir Putin. He says, country of origin. I say, Russia. He says, occupation. I say, no, just visiting.
See, we make jokes.
So, because of my dalliances across the world and such, your USA has once again put sanctions on me. I have to ask, is this any way to treat your employer?
See, I make joke again.
I am funny guy. Okay, so, but you may not know, I have had great success with cyber warfare program. Yes. I'm not talking about hacking into military secrets. I am talking about posting ridiculous made up things on social media and watching you Americans go nuts. I mean, you people, you know, truly get a life for crying out loud, you know? But, you know, you have to understand, most of that stuff is trumped up.
We do it again.
Yes, this is tough room, okay. But right now, I would like to bring out my crack cyber warfare team. Please, to come stage. Yes, crack cyber warfare. Yes, these are nerds, but we like to be called Vlad and the Red Squares. Want a good job at the Kremlin? Posting on the web lots of made-up facts.
Weapons, we don't need them.
Since we found we're tweeting.
All we Russians need is a mouse and a Mac. Content we keep churning. Most is disconcerting. Trolling on the Twitter. I got a lot of likes on my postings saying Bernie's plan could destroy the banks.
Lindsey Graham is a crossdresser.
Warden's no professor.
Beto's really fat, but he's wearing Spanx. Post a new red herring. Dumb voters, we are scary. Trolling on the Twitter. What's the next attack I am planning? I've got a Nuku I'll be pulling off. Wouldn't it be funny if in 2020 you elect a guy named Al Gorbachev?
You should not be gloating.
Don't trust machines for voting.
Trolling on the Twitter.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps New Year's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. Join us as we take a look back at the people and events that helped provide comedians with material in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second year of the Trump presidency, and I think it is safe to say that the swamp is yet to be drained. We just can't seem to get a break from partisan bickering, and you know things are bad when the only feel-good events in Washington, D.C. are the state funerals. So kick back, order a Papa John's pizza, nibble a couple of Tide Pods, and burn the stock you bought in Ivanka Trump's clothing line. It's been that kind of year. And now, please welcome President Donald Trump.
Where do I start? First of all, I gotta say, there are so many people in this theater tonight. I've never seen more people gathered in a theater. No president has ever gathered more humans in a theater. Now, fake news. Fake news is not going to tell you that there are a million people in here right now. But that's what it is, right? No, that guy just told me 3 million. That's confirmed. 3 million. Fake news won't tell you, but we know the truth. And thank you for the standing ovation. Please be seated. So, we got to talk about this past year, this second glorious year of my presidential presidency. Which, by the way, this past year has been 2018. That is the highest numbered year that we've ever had. No president has ever had more higher numbered year. But I have to remind you that there is still a caravan. There is a caravan of very bad hombres moving their way through Mexico. Okay, and some of them, I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to say it anyway. Some of them are Middle Eastern. Okay, now they're very clever folks. They're very clever. They have learned how to blend in with this caravan from Latin America by learning to speak Latin. But it's also been a great year of accomplishments for me. You know, obviously, I got us out of that nasty Paris climate accord. You're welcome. So the next time you're not eaten by a polar bear because there's none left, you can thank me. You've probably seen in Paris, they're having protests, violent, horrible protests over increased fuel prices that are a direct result of that disastrous climate accord. I fully expect French President Emmanuel Macron to deal swiftly with these protesters by surrendering. Finally, I have to point out that I have totally had to fire several people who did not live up to my only the best people pledge. But firing people is what keeps people watching my show, the presidency. I've let go of James Comey. He was the grandstander, the leaker, the show-off. But other people too, like Scott Pruitt, Rex Tillerson. But I'd really love to fire Robert Mueller. I mean, I won't. I will. I would. I could. I should. I will. I don't know. We'll see. Probably not, though. I don't know. I mean, it's all this crazy talk about collusion. Okay, collusion. It's stopping my greatness from being fully realized. Let me repeat, though. No collusion. And there was no smocking gun. Nobody knows what a genius I am. When I don't know, it's an act. Folks can be wrong on both sides. It's just alternative facts. It's my party and I'll lie if I want to, lie if I want to, lie if I want to. You would lie too if they came after you. This whole Robert Mueller investigation has been such a huge waste of taxpayer dollars, okay? It's already cost the taxpayer more than $20 million, okay? It's absurd. That's why I'm not a taxpayer. Sessions recused himself, he couldn't help me. He was just a sly little elf. But I've got an ace up my sleeve. I can pardon myself. 'Cause I'm a smarty and I'll lie if I want to. Lie if I want to, alibi if I want to. You would lie too. And I'm not saying I would lie, but I would not not lie. And I would not not know the definition of would or would not. Would you? And that's really the truth. Five million people clapped for me just then. So New Year's is approaching fast, and a lot of people have been asking me if I had a good Christmas. Of course I had a good Christmas. I had a fabulous Christmas. Nobody has Christmases better than I do. I'm the best Christmas haver ever, okay? Now, it would have been a lot better, though, if that annoying person, General Flynn, had not been in the news. So tonight, I have written a little poem. I call it, How the Flynn Stole Christmas. Here we go. All the Whos in Who's Whosville loved Donald a lot. But Michael Flynn, who'd kind of been fired, did not. The Flynn hated Donald and his men who were badass. He hated John Kelly and Mad Dog James Mattes. And why did I fire Mike Flynn? Did I misreact? He met with some Soviet guy, name of Kislyak. Flynn's tenure was short. He went bad like raw sushi. It was 24 days, though that's two Scaramucci's. So then came the trouble with Manafort cut, and Cohen got chatty, and plea deals were bought. And Mike Flynn sat back, and he watched, and he thought, and he got an idea, an awful idea. Mike Flynn got a terrible, awful idea. So he talked to Bob Mueller, and he said, who knows what? I'm sure there were lies just to save his own butt. Because he didn't want jail time, and he agreed with me that jail is a place only Hillary should be. But we knew he was guilty, because that's how he acted. Though in most of the filings, it all was redacted. And the witch hunt went on. There was massive confusion. And did I forget to mention, there was no collusion. You're a mean one, Mr. Snitch. You should take back what you said. Now the legend in the White House is from all the blood you've shed, Mr. Flynn. They say you caused such a bloody massacre that you were the reason that every tree that Melania bought for the White House turned to red.
Please welcome Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and soon-to-be Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you very much, everybody. You know, we Democrats got very good news during the recent midterm elections, which sets us up very well for the upcoming general election in 2020.
That's true. And so if Democratic leaders were to get a little cocky right now, that would be completely understandable, but really, really dumb.
So that's exactly what we're gonna do.
So long, bad times, liberal sad times. We are roaring back at last.
No more blue slump, shout it to Trump.
You are soon a thing of the past.
Happy days are here again. The house is blue, we'll cheer again.
In the suburbs of bad year for men.
Happy days are here again.
Call the crews of cameramen. They got to see the drama when
we elected lots of new women.
Ladies, let's all cheer for them. Our style is now in a groove.
She'd smile, but her face can't move.
It can't move. Chuck, if you just stick with me, with Democrats we'll quickly see.
Seize defeat from jaws of victory.
Tax and spend.
Join us then.
We will screw it up again.
Yeah. Stormy Daniels. Smack Trump's rump like he's a bad spaniel. I'm trending all the time. Saw him there. Now my story's everywhere. It's momentous. I was anything but the apprentice. Getting worse all the time. Time. He lasted a real short time, so I made him pay. The NDA was clear cut, and now every day before more cameras I strut. Though I shouldn't talk, it's known by all my film buffs. My mouth shut. Don't know how you could eat a mushroom now, Stormy Daniels. Now I am on all the channels. Gets bigger all the time. Keeps Russia off your mind.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Okay, I was just reading about how Netflix paid $100 million for the rights to air the sitcom Friends for one more year. $100 million. Okay, that's outrageous. It's almost as much as I've spent on golf since I became president. I just don't see why anybody would ever spend that kind of money, okay? Not only that, I've been known to enjoy Friends that only cost 130 grand or so. Which leads me to fake news, okay? Once again, I have to remind everyone that fake news said that I paid a porn star $130,000 in hush money. That's so wrong. Wrong! And let me tell you why. I reimbursed somebody who paid the hush money, okay? So once again, fake news, the enemy of the people, they get it totally wrong. Besides, if I were gonna pay anyone $130,000 to shut up, I would pay Donald Jr. My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you.
Aristocrat since the cradle with a silver spoon.
Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
When will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka secretary by then.
I asked my dad if he was upset.
Only with your hairstyle, it always seems so wet.
Cause I said some things that were untrue.
So blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree.
Russian help is a fable that is just a myth. But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
I'll suggest the next time you can't be your best, son.
I'll be replaced by Kanye West.
Another thing that fake news is so unfair about. Okay, they're always saying that there is turmoil in my cabinet. That is not true. I have the best cabinet. My cabinet is turmoil-free. I really have the greatest cabinet any president has ever made. Nobody assembles cabinets better than I do. Not even IKEA assembles cabinets. I am the greatest cabinet assembler of all time, okay? In fact, one of my guys has been there since the very beginning. Mostly because I forgot he was there. Specifically, I'm talking about my Secretary of Housing and other things I don't care about, Dr. Ben Carson.
Extensive. My furniture's expensive. There's no need to explain. 'Cause nobody used to holler over $30,000 for a surgeon of the brain. The liberals are espousing that I'm not right for housing. Some people like to grouse. But I'll rise to the occasion, though my main qualification is I once lived in a house. Oh, I just close my eyes to make my thoughts look deep. If policy discussions get too steep, then I'll pretend to be asleep. I am a proud gun owner, and I'm an organ donor. Right now I'm gonna start. And I'll stick with this position. Now that I'm a politician, I won't need a brain or heart.
And now, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I had to take a break from the White House briefing room to connect with the American people. My God, I could not stand one more moment of the godless enemy of the people, attention whores that sometimes call themselves the press. Well, now, as you all know, the president's former lawyer and personal fixer, Michael Cohen, recently pled guilty and received a 3-year sentence, even though President Trump barely remembers the man. And this has nothing to do with the president or the so-called Russia investigation.
Excuse me, that's not how I remember it at all.
Well, 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 if it isn't the cowardly Mr. Cohen! Here's a question, Michael Cohen. Would you tell the nation, please, how the truth you have forsaken and a Mueller deal you're making just to help save your own bacon? Your Trump claims aren't true, though you think you're acting noble. Jailhouse snitches think so too. So to cut a deal, what did you have to do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Here's a question for Miss Sanders. Though you think that I'm a sleaze, Trump's advisors keep on falling. Mueller's probe is now snowballing. Every day you're just stonewalling. When you're subpoenaed too, will Trump want you to be truthful?
Audience, here's what you do. You sing lie, lie, lie if you think Trump wants me to.
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
This Russia story will soon die.
That's a lie, lie, lie.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Brett Kavanaugh. And I know there was a little bit of controversy back during the Supreme Court nomination in regards to things that I may have done in my past, but if you remember, during the confirmation, I brought proof in the form of this calendar to show that I could not have possibly done anything wrong. For instance, open this up here. Right here it says, cut grass while sober. How could I possibly get in any trouble doing that? I mean, every single day of every year is written down right here.
I love my calendar proof. Yeah, sweet calendar proof. I love my calendar proof. I look at every day of the year.
January.
I gave up all my fun.
February.
I became a nun.
March.
For Lent, I gave up meat.
April.
Helped a dear old granny cross the street. Yeah, yeah, it isn't a goof. I love my calendar proof every day of the year.
May.
Maybe I should make it clear.
June.
There's not a party written down all year.
July.
Everything I did this month was nice.
August.
There's no entry where I'm throwing ice here. I'm fixing a roof. I love my calendar proof. Every day is right here.
September.
Here's an entry that'll make you think.
October.
Clearly written, didn't have a drink.
November.
Take a look and you will plainly see.
December.
Here I wrote that Gandhi envied me. Yeah, yeah, I'd give it a kiss. There's really only one thing that I love more than this. It's the way I love beer.
Hey.
Hey.
This is a great Save the Earth singles mixer, don't you think?
Yeah.
Any chance you'd be interested in going out with me?
Oh, well, maybe if the world was about to be obliterated by global warming and you were the only man left on the planet.
So there's hope then. I really love your hemp poncho.
Oh, thank you. But actually, it's made from the fuzz drawn from the navel of a protected free-range LGBT Tanzanian chimpanzee. Would you care for a carrot?
Well, is it free-range?
Of course. I grew it myself.
It's not that easy, being green. Having to remember to unplug all my appliances every time I leave the house, when I think it might be easier just to ignore the polar bears in the Arctic and all the chlorofluorocarbons and just leave my refrigerator and my microwave and my television and my Blu-ray player and all of my electronics just leaving plugged in all day long.
It's not that easy being green. People give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use it to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now, using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me this really weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
And grass makes great dental floss.
But with fair trading habits and no tests on rabbits, my teeth now grow moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now, could you kill a cow now?
Oh no, this is made of the finest pleather. It was collected from the bark droppings of an Indonesian rainforest bark dropper tree.
Indonesia? Do you know the carbon footprint of something that has been shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you're an Omnilocodeca vegivore.
What?
Well, I only eat fruits and vegetables that have died of natural causes within 50 feet of my house.
Awesome. You want to make out?
Sure.
Okay.
My Hummer's parked out back.
The Capitol steps now pause 30 seconds for station identification. Thank you.
I'm Bernie Sanders. As you can tell from my accent, I am from Vermont. Now, earlier this year, I introduced legislation that would bring about single-payer health care in our country. Now, basically, it's Medicare for everyone. You know, Medicare, very popular program, started under President Johnson back in 1965 when I was only 63 years old. Very popular program, not just with the Democrats. No, Republicans, they love it too. In fact, former Vice President Dick Cheney used Medicare to replace every single part of his body. I mean, we had to give him a new Social Security number after that one. People tell Bernie, you know, it's a very left-wing thing you're doing here, but you know, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent. I never wanted to be a Democrat or a Republican. I refused to join any group that would have me as a member. That's a joke from my favorite Marx brother, Carl. People tell me, Bernie, it's a dream. It's never, ever, ever going to happen. Well, I am sick of hearing it, just like I am sick of my VCR blinking at 12 o'clock for the last 26 years. But I promise you, I will run again in 2020. That's two. Okay. Regardless, I think you will like what I have to say. All for free, if you just vote for me. There's no fee for college tuition. If your son was headed to jail now, we got funds, we'll send him to Yale now. If you work for a boss who's a jerk, you'll get paid leave just for mental de-stressing. If you are smart, take my bleeding heart and have it installed for free. Now, tummy tucks, they used to cost major bucks. Well, get yours now before swimsuit season. And if you think that your dog is no fox, well, now we'll pay for dogs to get Botox. Don't resist, come on, join this socialist. When I run, just who will I run with? For diversity, how about a rich minority? I just heard that OJ's free.
Hello, everyone. It is me, First Lady Melania Trump. And these are my secret servants. Now, a lot of people have been wondering why I fell for the Donald. Well, you will be surprised to know it wasn't the money. When someone like me marries someone like he, some people wonder why I was wowed. It was not the amounts in his huge bank accounts, though they certainly were well endowed. He's got something just right when he turns out the light. That's when the Donald shows me his charms. Because my heart sings at the small things, at the end of his arms. I want a man with a small hand. I don't want someone else to be my spouse. Don't want some guy whose arms are toting some hams, like those huge hands you see on Mickey Mouse. I want a guy who has his own brand, a guy who wasn't dealt a full hand. He's my big love.
Big love.
Wearing kids' gloves. Let's run this country with a small hand. And yes, the country's got a big wig. And you should know that he could not start a war, because that nuclear button's too big. And when you're with a guy with small hands, it makes it look like you've got big cans.
Thank you.
As you know, we tried on several occasions to repeal Obamacare. And while we didn't succeed, I succeeded, but we didn't succeed. We don't think the American people appreciated all of our very innovative ideas for the healthcare system. They were fantastic. And so I've hired some health people. They talk about medical things, health. They use health words. Doctors, that's what they're called, doctors. Knew it all along. These doctors, you know you can trust their big doctor words because they got their doctor papers from Trump University.
Hello, I'm Sam.
And I'm Ella.
And together we're
Sam and Ella.
And we think Americans pay too much for healthcare.
So call 1-800-DOCS-R-US.
To reach us right here at I Can't Believe It's a Healthcare Plan.
And if you call right now, you'll get your own free at-home eye exam. Say, did you know an eye exam can help you live longer?
How's that?
It'll make you
die late.
If you should try to find a doc in the directory, but you lack a
call our new home docking network.
Call direct to me.
Appendectomy's not hard. You can suture yourself at home. Suture yourself in front of your family.
We'll do it for just a song.
Who cares if maybe we get it wrong? Consider your home well stocked.
Your Hoover can do liposuctomy.
If you want to bob your nose,
just use a wrench and a garden hose.
Over the phone, it'll help you do your own vasectomy.
An electory quick skip.
And if your scissor makes a slip, then you can say to me,
that's okay, doc, keep the tip.
Oh, offers are cheap. CAT scan.
A veterinarian.
If we're the doctors that you always call up first.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eye drop.
Eye drop who?
I dropped my kielbasa into my patient during the operation.
Oh, did you find the missing link?
No, because when politicians argue about healthcare, it's the patient
who always ends up with the worst.
Now, as you know, with the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, many Democrats are concerned that the court will swing to the right. Barack Obama appointed Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, two of the youngest justices on the court, but there was a concern that the other two liberal justices were getting pretty old. So there was concern that they would have their jobs longer than they should, but don't believe this. They are just as spry as ever. And the four liberal justices came together and formed a fantastic singing group. Have you all heard of the Supremes? This ain't them. Put your hands together for the vocal stylings of Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, Breyer, and Ginsburg.
Well, we're a little concerned to tell the truth about the health of Steve and Ruth.
Getting old.
So few friends.
Our legal briefs are now depends.
Are they all right? Are they ill? Don't give Trump more seats to fill.
If the court starts to sway, even atheists will pray.
As long as he is drooling, Justice Breyer can't keep rolling. Gotta
keep him alive. Keep him alive.
Older than you're thinking, Ruth, baby, said Abe Lincoln. Gotta
keep him alive. Keep him alive.
Hey.
Keep him alive.
All right, that's good. That's good. Good.
No, no, I feel fine. Especially, I got this fabulous new hearing aid.
Oh, really? What kind is it?
About 9 o'clock. Why?
Well, you could say she's a youthful 83, but Ruth has bras as old as me.
Is Briar older than he seems? His pacemaker runs on steam.
No, I'm all right, doing great, with my grapefruit-sized prostate.
As for me, I feel fine, soaking my cracked ribs in wine.
Conservatives will fight him, and the thing they'll do to spite him is they're
staying alive. Staying alive.
They're moving like a tortoise, but it could be rigor mortis, cause they're staying alive.
Staying alive.
Achoo! I think I broke my habeas corpus.
I am a private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jimbissell. Times were tough. And not just because that first joke bombed. No, I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy. One night, I couldn't sleep, so I turned on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I watched Fox. And after half an hour of watching Mike Pence's wife try to teach Bert and Ernie how to pray the gay away, I finally turned off the TV. Still couldn't sleep, so I checked my phone. There was a voicemail. Someone had a job for me. I was being asked to investigate the latest cases of sexual misconduct in Washington, D.C. I had very little information to go on. I would be working on fewer facts than Al Sharpton on a Sunday morning talk show. I needed to get to D.C. fast, but I was stuck way out here in the burbs. So I booked my flight from Dulles to Nashville. And it was a Southwest flight, so I had to connect through Boise, Honolulu, Phoenix, Belfast, Seattle, and Newark. But eventually, I made it to D.C. I met with the client. The client gave me all the information they'd collected so far. Apparently, more than 55% of women on Capitol Hill have experienced some sort of sexual harassment. I did a little more research, and I discovered that 89.2% of statistics are made up. I needed to talk to the people on the Hill, get their statements. I collected a few, and then I wandered into a congressional office, and I was immediately distracted by the receptionist. You see, how do I put this gently? She had a face that would make Stevie Wonder cringe. Oh, so that was too far, but the West Virginia tooth fairy joke was... Okay. I see where you draw the line. I figured the best way for me to get the information I needed would be for me to use my charm. So I tried my best pickup line. I said, "Hey, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? 'Cause you really messed up your face." After she messed up my face, security escorted me from the building, and I realized I needed to change my approach. What was happening to me? Why was I acting like the very monsters I was investigating? What was it with the men in this town? Why do the men expect women to drop to their knees faster than the NFL during the national anthem? Too soon. Finally, out of desperation, I met with a conspiracy theorist who pitched me quite a conspiracy theory. He pointed out that all of these sexual misconduct cases seemed to knock the other ones off the front pages. Les Moonves knocked Matt Lauer off the front pages. Matt Lauer knocked Bill Cosby off the front pages. Cosby to Roy Moore, to Louis C.K., to Kevin Spacey, to Harvey Weinstein. And what was the media's focus when the Harvey Weinstein story first broke? The Clinton email investigation. This guy told me Hillary Clinton was behind every case of sexual misconduct. He said every time a butt gets groped, a Clinton gets its wings. I said, okay, thanks, Hannity. I was never gonna solve this case, but I still came to my own conclusions, so I'd like to share them with you now. Everyone, next time you feel like harassing someone, don't. And guys, think of your private parts like the kitchen trash bag. You only take it out when she asks you to.
Hello, welcome to CNN Tonight. I am Don Lemon.
And I am Wolf Blitzer. Our top story tonight, breaking news involving First Lady Melania Trump once again caught plagiarizing. It seems that the Lord's Prayer she recited at a recent rally was lifted word for word from a book called The Bible. I hope I'm pronouncing that publication correctly.
Well, I'm now being told we're going to interrupt this coverage of what Donald Trump said and give you round-the-clock coverage of what Donald Trump did. We plan on repeating this process over the next 2 years. I'm now being told that I do not have an earpiece.
We'll also address the accusations that our coverage of President Trump has become very one-sided. Hey, people, we are in last place. That is not an alternative fact. We have to do something.
Ratings going down, what do we do now? Ratings going down, what do we do now?
Don't take it out on CNN just because we have a leftist spin. Our job is tough, it's true,
'cause faking news is hard to do.
Conservatives, I love Fox News, 'cause they lack progressives' high IQs.
We're condescending, that much is true.
That means that we talk down to you.
Trump says that faking news is all we do. Now I know some is true.
I've said again and again, the Russians hacked the vote, so we should just put Mrs. Clinton in.
With fake Trump news, we'd like to close. The Ringling Brothers have now stopped all shows.
And we blame Trump.
Based on what grounds?
His White House hired all their clowns.
And now, an in-depth look at maintaining a relationship in the digital age.
You don't send me emails.
You just forward dumb jokes.
You never text with me anymore.
You send eggplant emojis like 10 times a day.
I remember when our Facebook chats were splendid.
But now you are unfriended. Your phone's only 3G, you're an obsolete guy.
I just got a Bluetooth, so how high tech am I?
But you got it from eating a blueberry pie.
I don't spend time flossing anymore. We seem so out of kilter.
You're now in my spam filter.
Are you saying our sex life could now use some help?
The last time we made love, you got 1 star on Yelp.
I remember when we'd spend our weekends Skyping.
Now to the left I'm swiping. When I wanna go out, you play Fortnite instead.
You changed our Wi-Fi password to wish he was dead.
And the words Microsoft best describe you in bed. Your hashtag isn't trending anymore.
What has caused you to put this man's love on the show?
It all changed and I wanted some time for myself when I walked in and I caught you Googling yourself.
My iPod
won't be docking.
Your touchpad
I am locking.
My pop-ups
I'll be blocking evermore.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, for over 30 years now, the Capitol steps have mocked politics and stupid politicians. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. We've always said, what could be better? Okay, let me try that again. JD's and Lentilman. For over 30 years now, the Stapital Keps have pocked molitics and pooped stolititians. We've seen the lies, we've seen the hoes. We've always said, butt could be wetter. Just whip your flirts now. You'll hit the gang of this. You see, we are balking tackwards because in this a and age with our poo-tardy system, everything seems bass-ackwards. Our leerless feeders, kembers of mongrous on oath sides of the bile, are just bullying promises right out of their putts. And in Senti Twixteen, our most recent presidential erection, we had a residential race between the two cursed candidates on the pace of the planet. Really, this was the best we could boo? On the Hunwand was Tronald Dump. Now, Tronald told us he plays a hand. He wants to great America mate again. Tronald thought us to wink. He's just a gavage eye. He's just a jugular old robe. Fitz Lacet, he is real thief Fitch. He's been real thief Fitch since the bay he was dorn. I bet when he was a kid a lid, he was a broiled spat. Thuddy a wink. Out there on that trampane kale, Tronald Dump's priggus problem was Tronald Dump, actually. He could not stop gapping his yums. On the other end was Clillery Hinton. Oh, Clillery. It's been a long and winding load. If you remember, Dak in the Bay whack when she was lurst fady ack in Barkansaw. She wouldn't cake any bookies. And then without ever fetting stoot into UNORC, somehow becomes their Sue S. Yenator. I mean, come on, if she's a UNORCer, I'm the Uke of Dork, okay? I mean, come on, she'd never been to Stanky Yadium or Schweffeo Farts. Never been up in a skyscraper where you can pee into Pennsylvania. Out on her trampane kale, Clillery's biggest problem was Clillery herself, of course. I mean, she had a trittle lubble trelling the tooth, sure. And a trot of Lubble eliting the D-mails from her civet perver. But of course, J.D. Zelenneman, Delection A is gum and con, and we are nup to our ex in the train of rump. Now it seems like President Pump might be in some trig bubble. He may have chitten off more than he can boo. I'm talking about Dormy Staniels. It seems a tunts upon a wime, President Pump meted on Chelania and paid Dormy some mush honey. 130,000 thucks. I don't know, what's the skig bandle here, really? Is it that he once untruckled his bowsers and bopped into head with a storno par? That he thought he could get her to mud her shelf just by chiding her a big wreck? Or is it his 20 million fitter twallowers all just say, ah, coo hairs? I'll tell you, President Pump could foo us all a daver and put his pone back in his focket.
And for Clillery, well, for Clillery now, of course, she has bitten a rook. That rook will make her bitch. And in that rook, she says, Kea Mulpa, it is all fine malt. I, Blake the Tame, hoo-boo, hoo-boo, hoo-boo. Yeah, and then she goes and blazes the flame on pad bulls, vum doters, pale chauvinist migs, mocker psalms in pogey yants and vinny mans, cerny banders, kames jomi, hush and rackers, the IBF, the AIC, the ABN, the LFN, CBA, CBN, SBC, CBN, SN, and MICKEYMOUSE. But really, Jades and Lenneman, the story of my Maurice is this. It's KO. It's Botsonad. Really, just keep a little soap in your hole. Because we knew whoever vot your goat, whoever prot to be the gezident, when you det to the end of the gay, when all is dead and sun, when the ruzzards come home to boost, we knew it was Moo and Ye, the American screeple, who would get pooed. Yank them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've made a lot of jokes tonight at the expense of our politicians, but as 2018 comes to a close, we're left with the feeling that the exact same feeling we've had for the last 2 years.
Shows. Please let us come. We love Montreal. Oh, Canada, oh, let us join you all. Oh, Canada, oh, please don't build a
This Capitalist Steps radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eden and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capitalist Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Emily Levy, Jenny Corbett, Jamie Zimmerl, Brian Ash, Corey Harris, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, John Simler, Paul Tompros, Kyle Metcalf, and Robert Littman. The Capitalist Steps latest CD is called Make America Grin Again, and it's available on CapitalSteps.com. It makes a great belated Christmas gift for people you don't care very much about. We're looking for friends on Facebook, but it's even better if we can see you in three dimensions. So if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building, and we travel all over. It's all at CapitalSteps.com. Thanks for listening!